Welcome back, episode 20 of the Grapes and Gorak Show. I'm Grapes.
I'm Gorak.
We just got done with Boston. Where the Vikings lost to the Patriots, 24-10.
Yeah, we went there, watched them lose.
It was a good time. The weather held off. It sounded like it was going to be kind of rainy.
Yeah, it was kind of like a mist for parts of the game. Otherwise, it was not too bad.
It was really cool because you got the feel of like a night game.
Yeah, even though it was like 4:30, but it was dark already.
Yep.
Fans were cool.
Yeah.
No problem with any of them, really.
I ran into some problems in the bathroom.
You were the problem.
I was not the problem.
You were absolutely the problem.
I was not the problem. No. They called me Steve Avery. They're the problem, not me.
You know, that's the roughest you're going to get called Steve Avery, you know?
It's pretty
bad.
Just
let it happen and walk away. Yeah, so we were going to record Monday morning. Didn't happen.
Nope.
And then Tuesday didn't work for me. Wednesday just didn't work. And then Wednesday was at the Wolves game. And here we are Thursday night football. Jags-Titans, worthless game no one cares about.
Yep, a little throwback Thursday.
Yeah, you know.
You know, we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah, well, this was just our old night.
This is original.
Yeah. Episode 20, the Mac Alexander episode.
Oh.
Big 2-0.
Oh, I like
that. He really came to play for this episode, too.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he was not great.
No, right at the beginning of the game, he had two bad plays, one where he got sucked in on the Patterson flat.
I counted three bad plays he had on the first drive.
Was it okay?
All the first drive, yeah. The one with the Patterson where he got sucked in, which he does about once a game on a bootleg. He gets sucked right into the play.
Yep, and there was a play before that. Oh, my. There was a play before that. What just happened on that, the safety?
I'm pretty sure that they just punted the ball and got a safety on it.
Because he returned it and then ran back.
And then went back into the end zone. Oh, he fumbled it.
Kicked it into the end zone. What an idiot.
Poor Phil has to watch his Titans.
Oh, Phil, that's not so good. Bad. Sitting at work, watching on his computer.
Is that what he's doing? Oh, I guess you can't really watch the Titans game for Minnesota. Well, it's on Fox.
And he's at work. So he works at the car rental place. Anyways.
Enough about the Titans.
Mac, so the Patterson play, and then the play right before that, I remember too. But after the Patterson play, Zimmer yanked him.
Yeah, I didn't notice it at the game.
Me neither.
Because, Sherrills eventually does enter the game because Reigns gets concussed. But yeah, Sherrills is in on the first drive, and it's clear that he was in because Mac was just fucking up left and right.
Yeah. Mac was playing too aggressive, I think. I mean, I think...
He seems to do that from time to time where he gets, over...
He's like a rabid dog.
Yeah.
Just let me go.
Zimmer said, our first drive, we had, we were making, stupid mistakes that we don't usually make. And from what it looked like, it was pretty much all Mac on that drive. So, yeah. The big 2-0 for us. Yeah, he didn't come to play with his yellow shoes and shit. You know?
Yeah, yellow shoes.
You always can know where
sleeves.
He is. Yeah, he looks good.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a creative player on Madden.
Yeah, it looks like someone you create where you have a towel on the visor.
I do the visor, not the towel. But, yeah.
Should we just
jump into three things that we like and don't like and just let it flow?
Yeah, I haven't actually thought about it, but why don't you start with one?
First one, just Dalvin Cook running the football was good during the game. What do you have, 9 carries for 84 yards?
Yeah, he looked really good.
Yeah, he was building off the Packer game, it seems like. Mm-hmm. We just got to get him more touches because he looks really explosive right now. He looks 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Needs the rock.
This is our first game in a while where the run game actually got rolling a bit. It kind of had a couple weeks in there. Then it went away again. Even against the Packers, we did okay, but it was the pass play to Cook that really was the big one.
Yeah, that's true.
But this game, he had almost 10 yards of carry. So, just got to get involved maybe more.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because, it was around, the 13-minute mark in the fourth quarter. We were down 17-10, and I think we punted, but we forced a 3-and-out and got the ball back. And that was, the drive where we just stopped running the football. And I think after that, we did a couple of those, counter sweep plays to Murray. Out of shotgun, but besides that, I don't think Cook really got any carries.
Yeah, I mean, he got a bunch of dump offs, which they went for 2 yards every time. So.
I know he got lit up on the first play of the
game. And that was a terrible pass by Cousins, which wouldn't have mattered anyways because that play was broken to start with. As if he would have caught it, he would have got lit up.
Yep.
He got lit up regardless. Yeah, another good thing. You want me to come up with another? What else did I like?
I was hoping you'd have a couple things that we could throw around.
I thought Holton Hill held his own. I mean, their receivers, they put up like almost 400 some yards. And I think they had over 300 passing, but I don't like remember where they got all their yards.
They got a couple big chunk plays on the Josh Gordon touchdown drive.
Yeah, he got two. We got, and Sherrill's beat on one. And then before half, they got like a 50-yard dump pass that was just garbage yards. Yeah. But Holton Hill, besides the pass interference, I don't think he really gave up anything, at least when I just kind of went through the game again.
Yeah, even on doing the condensed version, I think he gave up a couple plays, but they weren't big plays. It was, you know, a little curl route. You know, he got in there, made the tackle right away. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he's missing tackles, giving up yards after the
catch. Because if he wasn't good, we'd have a major issue. Because, like, as soon as Waynes went out, it's like, oh.
Like, Rhodes was active, but, like, I don't know. I don't have a snap count for him, but I don't think he played very much.
Yeah, I mean, I would say maybe half. He was rotating in and out quite a bit.
Yep, and I remember seeing that. I remember him going in and out all the time.
There's multiple times where it was Sherrill's and Hill, and Rhodes is on the sidelines. Well, and Waynes was immediately marked out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was. It was like 3 minutes afterwards, and it showed up on the big screen. It was like, Waynes out. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a bad concussion. Yeah. So, with Hughes already on IR, Rhodes banged up, then Waynes gets banged up. You're down to an undrafted rookie and a guy who really is just a punt returner.
And we talked about that last week.
Yeah,
we?
That you can't lose one of them. Well, I mean, you still have Mac, but he didn't play outside at all yet again. Yeah. I mean, he's just a nickelback, it seems, at this point. So.
Yep. And I think maybe it was last week, but I think this week I saw Harrison Smith had, like, you know, 16 or 17 plays at outside cornerback.
Harrison Smith did? Yeah. I wonder if he was following, like, Gronk or something.
Yeah,
like
I think it's his Gronk lineup.
You know, it's funny, like, for all the yardage they put up, I don't remember a ton of big plays. Like,
it wasn't big plays. It was
long
just
drives.
And like, 12-yard passes, you know, just eating the zone. Mm-hmm. Patterson had a couple, like, that nice scoop play.
Yeah, that was like a 20-yard pass.
He had a little dump off. Yeah. Edelman had a couple little ones, but you know, it was.
It's like it's almost like a typical Brady game. I was just like nickel and diming you all the way. And it's almost like that's what we tried to do, or they forced us to try to do, and we just refused to, like.
Yeah.
We fell right into their trap and got impatient and just started throwing the ball constantly and not taking what they were giving us. But
yeah, and like it didn't seem like we were calling plays to beat their defense. It was like the usual flip. Let's call these plays to
catch
them off guard.
Here's my favorite plays. Yeah. Let's run them, you know? I don't feel like we adjusted to what they're doing, but we'll get to that when we get to the bad, because there's a lot of bad.
Yep.
What else do you got for good?
Matt Weil, you know, helped control the field. So,
a hell of a punter.
Yep.
I would say, good. I thought Gillette Stadium was pretty cool.
Gillette Stadium was really cool.
I enjoyed meeting Adam Thielen's dad in the bathroom.
That's right.
How about that? Thielen's dad? Teddy of the week, Adam Thielen's dad, you know. Me and Travis are in the bathroom, you know, big line of people, and this guy next to us, Viking fan, telling us, oh, yeah, you know, where are you guys from? And we tell him where he's from, and I ask him. He says he's from Detroit Lakes.
No.
So, you know, oh, you're Adam Thielen's neighbor. And he says, no, I'm Adam Thielen's dad. And I was like, you're a liar. Why would you lie about that? And he shows me his Thielen signed jersey, you know, and I'm like, okay, maybe this guy's legit. All right. So we say, you know, it's cool you come on out, you know, whatever. He said he's only been to one away game this year. I thought that was a little suspect.
And if it was, I hope it was the Packer game.
Well, no, this is the first away game he's been to. He said he had work to do on his house and stuff, you know. So then we get out of the bathroom and got to Google him, see if it's him. Damn right it's him.
There we go.
There he was, Adam Thielen's dad. So, yeah, you know, good to meet him.
Yeah,
quality guy, just, you know, among the public. You know, I thought maybe they'd stick him in a booth somewhere, you know.
Family
section, you know, they don't do that.
No. He wants to be right up in there.
I got another good one of the game.
Okay.
You got selfie with Wobby and PA.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like that one.
As Wobby or PA's just smack talking the Patriot fans. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I just yelled up to the booth, hey, selfie.
Yeah, they stopped in the middle of just chirping at some Pats fans to take a selfie with you.
Yeah.
And then they go right back to, I don't know who started that or what, but because I hadn't seen a lot of trash talk between the fans. And then we go to leave, and there's PA and some guy with a sign that says, you like that, with Brady's face.
Really?
Just going at it. It's fantastic. The guy's like, you know, our PA announcer doesn't talk trash to the fans. Show some class, Alan. And he's just like, I couldn't hear what Paul Allen was saying, but yeah, right in the middle. Great. He stopped to give you a selfie. So, you know.
Yeah, just got my eyes. Got the good part. But the Pats fans behind us, they were pretty cool. Like they had those like just subtle chirps. Nothing offensive.
Fun chirps.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, what you want. I mean, they took they wanted a photo with Rob because he's a Charger fan wearing his Jason Verrett jersey. I mean,
at a Patriots Vikings game, and you know, I noticed like I think Rob was the only person in that stadium to have anything other than Vikings or Patriots.
Yeah, usually there's always those random ones, but I didn't see many. I mean, you had your Bills jersey on.
Well, I had that pregame on. Yeah, I had my QB17 Bills jersey on as the punishment for losing the Dan Carlson bet. So that was fun.
It seems that Patriots fans don't like. They give you looks like, oh, that's weird. But they don't have a hatred for the Bills because I don't think the Patriots really give a shit about anyone anymore. They're like so good that no one matters.
Yep.
Like when we're leaving the stadium, the guy like shakes our hand like, thanks for coming out, guys. You know, I'm glad you guys make the trip out here. It's like you guys are way too nice, and it's because you win all the time that it's like, what are we ever going to say to them? Yeah. Like, what are we going to be like? Oh, even if we beat them, if they can still just go.
You lost in our stadium for the Super Bowl. Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we have 5 rings in like the last 15 years.
And we already beat the Eagles once before in a Super Bowl, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, that was funny. I was going to mention that the guys behind us, when Brady got his run for 1,000 yards, the guy directly behind me is like, "Whoo! Look at that. Brady's career long of a run against the best defense in the NFL.
Then they're talking about how he always loses it because he has to kneel down at the end of the game and then he goes back under 1,000.
Yeah.
No, those guys were funny. They're ripping on Trevor Siemian. They were doing all that. They were a good time.
Yep.
But that's about all the good things I can think of that game. I mean, like, even, like, it's not like Diggs or Thielen or anyone really played all that great. Not like they played bad, but I can't think of anyone that jumped off the page.
Yeah, no,
even Holton Hill's a stretch. I'm just glad he didn't get destroyed out there, you know.
Did Treadwell drop a ball?
Treadwell did not drop a ball. caught a slant on 4th and 11 for 5 yards. Probably not his fault.
But. No, I mean, but you know, he caught it.
Caught it.
You know,
yep.
I mean, do you think he even plays another down if he drops that? It's like you're one on one with.
He's already losing a lot of snaps.
Yeah,
like,
to Aldrick Robinson. I think he out snaps him.
Yeah, and then Chad Beebe before he got hurt was taking a lot of snaps. Like, I think Treadwell's time is pretty much over here. Like,
it's getting to that point.
It just doesn't seem like he's got
it.
Yeah, he doesn't got it yet.
I think he's
anything.
A serviceable 4-5 receiver.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna bump. Yeah. But he's
young. Maybe he'll be like a late bloomer that like in 3 years from now will finally become like a second receiver. I don't know.
I wonder
if he got to play on the outside if it would help a little bit. He just seems to have to play. Well, I guess he hasn't played. I don't know. He just seems to not do much. Like, it's like he runs slants
or
blocks.
He's not explosive. That's the issue here.
That's why I didn't really like having the, on that 4th and 11, to have the hot read be a slant to Treadwell.
Yeah.
Can't that be Diggs?
Exactly. Somebody who can create space. Somebody who can make a play.
Yeah. And Treadwell actually surprised me a few times earlier this season with his ability after the catch. But, like, he needs to have, like, separation and then make a miss. Like, that dude was on his back when he caught the ball. He was never going to get enough separation.
Yeah, he's not explosive like that. Yeah. Like,
you need to, like, get out of that slant fast and, like, outrun that guy.
Yeah.
If that's, like, what your hot read's going to be on that play.
Or be able to stop on a dime and let your guy go past
you. Yeah, like what Thielen did to Alexander last week on that drag where he just stopped and the dude just ran by him and he went upfield.
Yep.
Did you see the video from last week where... Because Alexander said, like, we didn't make any plays and we're not that good or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think it was that Nick Olsen on Twitter.
He's like, I had to go back and check the tape.
Yeah, and it was like I don't forget what song it was to, but it was, it was glorious. It was like every good play we made against them.
Yeah, and it was like Thielen and Diggs combined for 36 catches for 437 yards and 5 touchdowns against the Packers defense, which... I mean,
Hey, since our last podcast, McCarthy was fired, right?
Yes, he was. He was fired on Sunday.
We've been calling that since week one.
Yeah. And we thought he was, didn't we say after that stretch? We're like, yeah. Well, do they think about firing him after the Niners. If we lose to the Niners, then the Vikings, Patriots.
That was the thing. We thought maybe he survived because he got to slip that 49er win in there. Yeah. Otherwise, he'd been gone before.
Well, he would have survived. Like 1 week. Maybe. He would have survived if he didn't lose to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
He lost to the 2-10 Cardinals at Lambeau. Like, that's bad. And Mason Crosby missed the game tying field goal in that one.
He's been bad this year.
Everyone, all the kickers are bad.
Yeah, what's the deal? Goskowski missed one. Bailey missed one.
Yep. Bailey's was pretty deep though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was high 40s, I think. Still
make it. So no gimme, but make it.
A good kicker makes at least those occasionally, and Bailey hasn't made like any of those hard ones.
That's a good point.
I feel like we've been often on here like, well, he missed it, but it was pretty tough. It was pretty tough. It was like 50
yards. Well, you know, we just want
guys at home going like, I hit a 53 yarder in the playoffs, you bastards.
Oh,
put me in, coach.
Dan Carlson has only missed one field goal.
Hell of a punter.
Yeah.
you got any other good exciting things about the game that you're proud of?
Patriots fan bought me a beer at halftime.
Where were you at halftime?
I went to go find my friend Robbie, who was at the game.
Oh, did you find
his him? No, his brother was also at the game, so he met him halfway, and he was trying to get through, but he said it was like a bloodbath on his section. So I waited for him in the little plaza area, and then a couple of Patriots fans just kind of came up, and we were talking and whatnot, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to buy you a beer. I'm like, oh. All right, then. Super nice guy. He had one of those, like, deep Boston accents.
Those are the best.
Yeah, and I was like, I hadn't met anyone on the trip with one of those yet, so I was mesmerized by it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to keep this conversation going. This accent's great. Everything I wanted is marvelous. But, yeah, let's move to the bads.
The bad. A lot of bads.
A lot of bads. Let's...
We'll save the... I mean, I think there's a main bad that everyone's bitching about. Let's just save that for last. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, why don't you just go with them, and if we miss anything before that one, then I'll
the main
in.
Bad thing? It's DeFilippo's play calling. That's what everyone's all pissed about.
Well, yeah, I'm pissed about that too. I was like, God, is it that? I thought there was something else. I don't know. Maybe it was
a hidden gem. People mad at Cousins. Who knows? But
yeah, that's
I think Flip is what people want.
Like, yeah, we'll finish. Do you want to finish with that one?
You know, you want to just hit some smaller ones first?
I mean, because we'll probably...
That's going to be a long conversation.
I mean, we'll probably bitch about that while we talk about other things, too. Let's just start with it. Let's get into it. Been so bad. Like,
He went back to that fucking all-shotgun offense again, where it's just... There's no, like, play where it's like you're getting the defense to go one way, and then you go the other way, like a misdirection.
Yeah, none of
it's
those all blue plays.
Cousins figure it out. And then I felt like the Patriots were clearly like, this dude will never commit to the run. Well, not only do we suck at running, I think we're worse at running going into that game.
Yeah.
And we have a coordinator who doesn't ever stick to the run. So they're like, fuck it, let's just defend the pass all game and see if this guy will ever run the ball. And then we do run it for 10 yards a carry, and he still didn't stick with the run at all. He just went right to passing some more.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. And his plays, they don't excite me at all. Like, there doesn't seem to be much creativity to it. Like, I know there's a bunch of like double moves and you think that's creative, but you know, there's no pick plays to get people open. There's not a lot of crossing routes. It's
a lot of routes where they're kind of all just running their own little thing.
Yeah, like, and then you've got one guy underneath where, you know, Cousins is so skittish right now because, I mean, our offensive line has been playing a lot better than people seem to think.
I don't think they played bad against the Patriots.
I think we've only... No, I don't think they played
bad
at all.
Against the Packers.
And I think they, prior to this last week, they had only allowed like 5 hits in the month of November or something like that. So
I don't remember watching the game feeling like... I mean, he was sacked twice, I think.
They were big sacks.
Yeah, they were at bad times. But other than, like, when he had time, it just felt to me like the Patriots...
They weren't rushing many guys. It was three guys.
There was a bunch of times where they were, like, doing that... What is it called? Like, amiibo defense, where, like, there's one D lineman on the ground there.
Yeah,
everyone's just moving around and doing all kinds of weird
and
stuff.
And it's not like they had, like, a bunch of linebackers kind of stacked up in the box, too. Like, a lot of guys, they were 4 yards off the line of scrimmage and everything.
Whenever they
begging
that,
you
that was
to run the
quarters
football.
Defense with 7 DBs.
Oh.
And we, I don't know, he called it mostly on third and longs or second and longs, but they called it once on third and five. You could have just ran for 5 yards easy. I think one time
it was the play you threw up on?
No, that's actually a different one. There's two of them. That one's a little different because there's only 25 seconds left, but we had two timeouts, so you could have definitely ran the ball there. But and it seemed like they would purposely sort of let the flat be open and then just rally and tackle it. And Cousins would be like, it's like they were baiting him into it. Like, okay, we're going to just blanket deep, and he's going to go, oh, I need to. He's kind of, I don't know, Cousins kind of robotic. So it's like, he's going to throw to where he's supposed to throw. So it's like, he's not good at ad-libbing. So it's like, if you show him, hey, on this play, you should hit the flats. He just dumps it off to the flat. They rally, you get 2 yards on it. Yep. And he did it like, on the, our first like three drives, every pass was either like a check down or a quick throw to the flat, or like it was just, it wasn't.
Oh my God. Derrick Henry is an animal. That was like 99 yards.
Oh man.
And he threw four guys to the ground.
His first good run of this whole year. Look, he's going to celebrate like it's the biggest thing of his life. 14-2.
Titans. God, he's just got to stick.
The Jags just turned it over on downs. And that's why they got the ball there. So that's a 99-yard run, I think.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, no, almost 100. It was like damn near 100 yards. Yeah,
look at this run. His stiff arm
is
ridiculous.
He's so slow.
Just throws BA back. He's got a little breakaway speed. Another guy trying to fight him.
He tries to do the Marshawn Lynch thing to him. It's not as aggressive.
Yeah.
Doesn't just chuck him to the ground. That was pretty
cool. Cook would have done that if we'd have fed him the ball a little more.
True. And that's what we were talking about. DeFilippo passing.
Like, there's times where that we came in with Rashad Hill as a sixth offensive lineman. So we have two wides, six offensive linemen, and they stayed in nickel. They did it twice. They just stayed in nickel defense. Like, you don't think they wanted us to run the ball?
Yeah.
Or just, not that they wanted us to, just they're like, this dude doesn't run. He's not going to run it. So, like, prove you're going to run it before we're going to actually put a base defense in. They called base defense one time the entire game.
That's crazy.
Besides, I think, the fourth and one. Otherwise, they're nickel, which is fine because we only called, like, two tight ends or CJ Hammond there like five times, but every single time they still stayed in nickel.
Like,
they're like, nah, two tight ends, you're probably passing it. And we were almost every time.
Yeah. And I don't like how, we were talking about Cousins being robotic.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of the feeling we had going into it. Like, we knew it, like, he's a good player, but he's in that, you know, 12 to 15 range. He doesn't make plays. You know, if plays are there,
he makes them. He's accurate. Like, actually watching it back, I thought he had a better game than I thought he did being at the game.
Yep.
Like, he threw the two picks, the one at the end of the game, whatever. The one to Aldrick, it's slightly underthrown. It's tipped up in the air. And then he had a couple where it's like, God, if he could have just brought that one ball into field a little more where he doesn't have to dive.
Yep.
Whatever. I mean, but it's not even the throws. It's like, why are you dumping it down so much? Like,
and not so much, so fast.
So fast, yeah. Yeah, so that's fast. It's like, I get that's probably the right decision. Like, oh, I see they're in, you know, whatever, they're flooding a deep zone, so none of our double move routes are gonna work or whatever. But maybe like give it a tick or two and maybe try to roll out of the pocket.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. He doesn't maneuver in the pocket. And maybe not even step up. Like, there were a couple plays where we formed a nice pocket.
Yeah, he could have just
stood
there.
And it started just caving in. No, and he did stay there, but then he would just dump it off real quick. Mm-hmm. Where I feel like, you know, he could have taken a couple steps back or just squeezed through to the right.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of get out and make a play. Kind of let your receivers start running around and catch everything off guard.
I mean, Rodgers, half his game is just letting plays break down and just making plays. But
I don't want that all the time, but if you can give it to me, you know, six, seven, eight times a game where you make something happen.
I just think that Belichick basically was like, what is Cousins not good at? He's not good at ad-libbing. So,
I'm
like,
just
give him a play where he has to either check it down and get rid of it quick or make him ad-lib because he's just not going to do it. He's just going to take the quick. And it looked like they baited us into throwing shitty short passes all game.
All game.
And Cousins like, all right.
They'd sit like four D-backs, you know, 10 yards deep. That's what they're showing you. And they've got like one down lineman, couple guys just kind of floating around there. And it's just like, yep, we're defending the pass. Like, we're just going to sit 15, 20 yards deep and try and beat us underneath. I think we only completed one pass over 15 yards, air yards.
Is that the Rudolph seam pass? I think that's the only one I remember that. And it was a great catch by him.
Yeah.
Well, there's another example. Third and five. We bring in two running backs. So we have two receivers, a tight end, and two running backs. And they go to dime. They're in dime.
And what did you say, third and five?
They're in dime. Like, I don't understand. Like, they clearly...
And Murray's just, like, big enough to, like, you know, push a D-back around. So, like, you can audible into that and just say, Murray, go kill someone. Like, just get in front of them at least.
Well, what was the stat that they showed on the screen? We were at the game, but Ben sent it to us, that we had passed the ball 90% of the time on third down.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, I wonder what the 10% is. Third and one? So I'm sure Belichick goes, okay, this dude, if it's third and three or longer, he's passing it every time. Because there's times where it's like third and four, and we never run it. It's like shotgun four wide. Like, unless it's 1 yard, he just won't do it.
And you know, shotgun four wide, third and four, spread them out, give it to Dalvin up the middle. You
especially
know,
especially if they're in dime and they're just D-backs everywhere.
It just doesn't make sense. And
another thing that I hate that he seems to do a lot, pass on first down, incomplete.
Run on second down
because you got to run it on this drive, and Zimmer's going to get mad if I don't. Second and eight. You got 2 yards. Now it's third and eight. We had 2-3 and outs that game, and both of them are that exact sequence.
Yep,
First down incomplete. Second down, a shitty run that didn't go anywhere. Third down.
First drive.
That was Very first drive. Yep.
Because and then third down, we had the little slant route or whatever you want, like a stutter to Diggs for 6 yards.
Yep.
Fourth and two.
And then it ends up being third and eight. Yeah, and they go to their quarters defense with 7 DBs against 3 wide. And yeah, then it happened one other time in the first drive of the second half. We pass it for 3 yards, run it for 2 yards, third and five. They go to quarter defense on third and five against 3 wide. They have 7 DBs against 3 wide receivers. I mean, yes, Rudolph's out there too, but... Yeah. That's not the normal alignment.
No, they probably got 2 linebackers out there, too.
Yeah, because, well, there's 7 DBs, and there's 4 guys that are just... There's 1 guy down, D lineman, and the other 3 are just roaming around, fucking around.
Yeah, they literally... Like, a lot of those guys, they were just running around, and, like, they don't know which... It's almost like which side of... Which part of the... They weren't assigned a zone, like, pre-play, but whatever side of the field you guys
end
are
up on, cover it.
Yep.
And it's like they're all moving around. Run the ball. It's 5 yards. You've been running for 10 yards of play. They have no one on the line, so you should be able to get up and get right downfield and push these guys. And it's like we never even thought about doing it. Plus, Cousins, one of his best strengths is his, like, pre-snap. He can figure out where to go with the ball right away. Well, against that crap where they're all moving around, he can't. And that's another thing with Belichick.
I was just
going to
say,
like,
they did a very good job discovering their – or disguising their blitzes. Or not blitzes, just
well, even when
coverage.
They did blitz out of that, they blitz out of that thing sometimes too.
Yeah.
They'd all come flying in or they'd all stay back. Either way, Cousins doesn't know what the hell he's going to get before he hikes it. So what happens after he hikes it? He sees him drop back. He gets into the flat, gets rid of the ball. Because that's what Cousins does. Like, he makes quick decisions. But sometimes it's like, maybe don't try to make a play.
Yeah. And, you know, and some of those drives, it's like, you know, it's not, I'm not saying take a sack, but if you're only standing 2 yards deep and everything, maybe hold on to the ball a little bit longer instead of throwing a little cheap dump off pass that's going to get blown up right away.
Well, I mean, yeah, Cook had 8 catches and I think
22 yards.
Like, those are not good plays.
No. No,
that's
keep
the
your
play
eyes.
That Belichick wants you to run. The 2 yard flat throw.
I don't get it. Like, I don't get what Flip's trying to do. Like, is he.
And, oh, the shotgun. Like, I count the under centers. It's like 6 under center plays the whole game. And 2 of them are on the 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 plays.
Mm-hmm.
It just. I know.
Which drive
like,
did we run was 4th and 1?
Where Murray got stuffed and they gave him the first down.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Even
such garbage.
Oh, the play where... And that was the Belichick challenged it.
Yeah.
And that was the time Thielen
got all mad at him because he thought Chung was faking an injury. Yeah. Well, the play before was 3rd and 1 and we ran it. And it was to Cook. And Cook got kind of like... Reef didn't hold his block well at all. And he got bounced and spun around. And so that was our 2 under centers for like, I think, the whole second half. Otherwise, it's all shotgun. Then we had 1 other one. No, he likes to start the drive off with a 1 under center play. He does that multiple times in this game. He goes under center. Like, on our long drive that ends in a field goal in the second half, we call, like, 9 plays, and all of them are shotgun with the very first one, which got a holding penalty on it. So that's
something like
and
that.
And 2 of them are runs, and, like, God, it's got to be like 9 of them are pass plays.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought about this last night, and I just lost it again. Oh, when we're stagnant on offense, I don't know why we don't run more no huddle. Because I remember Green Bay, and even that 2-minute drive before half, when mm-hmm. we ran no huddle, Cousins is good. You know, like when he's able to read everything.
Well, I think what happens too, you get like more simplified defenses. How are they going to run that crazy amiibo psycho defense that they were running where they're all just roaming around if you're calling no huddle?
Yeah.
I mean, because they were using that play with 7 DBs. If you got them in no huddle and they have just their nickel defense, that play's pretty much out the window.
Yeah.
Because none of those guys are running. And
all those, that 2-minute drive, they're all pretty decent chunk plays. You know, 10 yard. I think Diggs had a couple 10-yard mm-hmm. catches and stuff.
We hit a couple
like
slants, yeah. Which for those first few drives, this seemed all. Like, we had a couple screens, a couple, you know, we threw a swing pass that didn't work. We threw a bunch of just into the flats. Everything was just short. And maybe that's, again, because that's what was open. But then on that 2-minute drive, it was like slant. The touchdown of Thielen, it's like a corner to the back of the end zone. Yep. There's, I don't know when the Rudolph seam play is. I think that's maybe later on. But unless that's on that drive, I don't know.
I think that might have been the first play of the drive. One of the first plays of the drive.
It took a while for them to start taking shots. And then they started running go routes later, but we couldn't connect on any of those. Where Thielen thought he got a penalty. Elder Robinson thought he got a penalty.
That was the same drive.
Yeah, back to
back. To back plays, I think.
Back to back, yeah.
We were going
away from us.
Yeah, away from.
Well, we were almost dead 50, but yeah.
But they're going to our right.
Yep.
And Thielen, I thought for sure.
Yeah. Did you watch it back?
What do you mean?
Like on TV? Did you watch the rebroadcast? Do you think he was? Because I couldn't. I was.
I thought that was pass interference on both him and Robinson. Mm-hmm. Like Robinson, I'd almost say. I don't know. But I was gonna try and figure out which one was worse, or I'd rather have. They were both pretty bad.
I only watched the coach's film, which is so zoomed out you can't see crap.
Same defender, that J.C. Jackson guy.
Yeah, that 27.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who that guy was.
Yeah.
The Patriots fans behind us didn't even know who he was.
That's right.
They're like, it's our Patriots team. We don't know any of these players.
That's like, right. Oh, that's nice. That was a direct quote from one of them.
Well, and that's what's – it's like the Patriots D is not good.
Well, you don't think it's good.
It's not good. Ask a Pats fan this year. The Patriots D is garbage this year.
I feel like it usually is until, like, their Super Bowl runs. And then it's like, they figured it out.
They'll be shut down after this. But, I mean, you're getting 10 yards a run. 10 yards a run.
Run the damn ball.
Run the ball. Just run it till they get out of their defense where they're basically putting an extra DB out there every play. Just run it.
I think we might have thrown it 3 times as many times as we ran it.
Yeah, and it wasn't like we were blown out until they got their second touchdown, which was, like, early 4th.
Yeah, about
wheels kind of came off at the end of the third.
I think it was around the 8-minute mark. When
you
they
think
got
if
the fourth.
Thielen catches that diving ball, it's 10-10.
Yep.
And we have the ball, and it just out of his hands. He probably usually catches that, because he's a beast. But
I think
that's raining. I think that's a big turning point in the game there.
Definitely, because at that point, you might only need a couple more plays, 20, 25 yards, get in Dan Bailey range.
Yeah, real close.
And Cousins usually makes that throw too, so like he takes just a little bit off of that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that.
Well, because
but the Thielen play that he didn't make and the 2 pass interference calls, I think that was always on the same drive, actually, like all of it.
No, because I think the Thielen play ended a drive.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I could be wrong. But I don't think we ended up moving the ball on that drive. I think we were losing on the drive.
I think you're right.
On the pass interferences.
But the pass interference,
I think we only had the ball once when it was 10-10, and we overthrew Thielen on that.
We tie the football game if Thielen isn't, like, blanketed in the end zone. Like, he could have caught that ball. Dude's, like, grabbing the back and everything. It was bad. Ties the game up. That's 17-all.
The only thing that didn't go well is that our defense didn't hold them to field goals. So I'm worried that they would have just went down and scored again. That was like, and I know with Rhodes limited, with Sherrill's fucking out there.
No, it's tough to run. I mean, I think we were running a lot of zone to help Sherrill's out.
Basic crap. Like you can't. mean, you obviously, a lot of times with Rhodes, you isolate him man-to-man.
Do you know from what, since I didn't watch the coach's film, I wanted to watch the Josh Gordon touchdown.
Yeah.
How did he get so open? Did somebody...
I would say the number one problem on that play, not enough pressure.
Yeah.
Because he gets a lot of time to run deep, like a deep in.
Yeah.
And if I had to blame anyone, I would say Kendricks sort of lost where he was. So it's basically Anthony Harris. It's a zone.
Yeah.
Anthony Harris is basically almost by the goal line,
yep,
playing deep. Kendricks is zoned in front of Harris, and Gordon's in between the two.
Okay.
So, I mean, as soon as he passed behind Kendricks...
Was it
kind of
cover two, then?
Maybe like a cover two. And yeah. As soon as he passed behind Kendricks, he's, you know, it's like Kendricks somehow has to have, like, eyes in the back of his head to know, like, where he is.
Yep.
It's just really... You can't let a play develop that. I mean, he had all day back there, and he just took his time and followed.
And, like, that's kind of the route you're hoping for on that. Like, if I have enough time...
Yeah.
Like,
he's going to be wide open. Unless Kendricks just jumps onto him, or Harris comes up. But, like, it really wasn't... It just looked like he had way too much time, and it was a great route called against him.
You know, I just popped into my head, what really would have started, could have like jump started the game is if it Patriots first play from scrimmage, Barr's able to jump that to the right because Brady has a bad throw and he's able
he
to get
almost
a pick.
Picked it. Yep.
Yeah, like if somehow like you could have made that play, just like
what's funny is I'm pretty sure the game started with a Gronk full start.
Yes.
And their other, and then they I think they end up, no, they go 3-0 on that drive, don't they? Another one of their drives starts with a penalty, and they think they end up scoring on it. And it's like, yeah, they weren't, I don't, for them putting up all those yards, I didn't think they looked all that great.
No, and like, I felt in the game the entire time, like while
until
we were there. Until
the Aldrick Robinson interception.
Yeah.
Even after the fourth down Treadwell play. For a moment there, you're thinking, oh, we're screwed. And then Kendricks picks it off. And it's like, okay, hey,
this isn't over. Yeah, I went to the bathroom after the Treadwell play.
Yeah.
And I'm walking back, and I hear pass intercepted by Eric Kendricks. I'm like running into my seat. I'm like, what did I miss? But yeah, that...
It really did suck that we gave up touchdowns. Because if you give up two field goals, it's 16-10, and you're in the game the whole way. Even if you give up a touchdown and a field goal, at least it feels a little...
I think like, we played that game... better than we played the Bears game. And, you know, the Bears game kind of is the same feeling. Like, you didn't feel out of it.
The only thing I would say the difference is with the Bear game is we had the big turnovers that screwed us over, like the pick six, and there wasn't there a Cook fumble in their territory. Whereas this game, we didn't really have that.
No,
we just
like
didn't
that,
capitalize on, like, basically the offense just did shitty.
Yeah.
And the defense gave up touchdowns instead of field goals, and the offense didn't show up.
But you're missing
all
your top two corners, so I'm not going to blame them. They held the Patriots to 24 points without their top two corners. I'm not going to put...
Yeah. 24 is just slightly too much. One of those has got to be given a field goal. 20 points, I'd have been like... But, like you said, without the top two corners. But and the Patriots, God, they're just... Why is it every time we play the... And probably because Belichick's a really good coach, but it seems like they completely outcoach us. You remember back when Brad Childress was our coach? And... Yeah, don't keep nightmares. He had a good year with him.
Was it?
No, but we had the Williams wall, and we were just ridiculous against
the
run.
We were in
the
dome, and didn't Brady put up 50
They went
on
five
us?
Wide every play and said, yeah, you guys can stop the run. Why the hell would we run? Yeah. You know, it just seems like that's what he always does. It's like, oh, you know who you guys always beat people with? Diggs and Thielen. Let's see Treadwell or Dalvin Cook beat us.
Oh.
And
or
what
Rudolph.
Or Rudolph or Robinson. And what did we do? We
no
threw
thanks.
Dump offs.
No, thanks.
Yeah, we're like, oh, 10 yards a play? Nah, we'd rather...
Thanks, but no thanks. Thanks.
And then on defense, it's just, they got the ball out. Did we ever get near Brady?
I don't remember much of it.
Like, we didn't really get near Brady.
I don't think.
But it wasn't really because, I mean, yeah, there's a lack of pass rush, but there was no time to even get near him. They did not throw deep plays barely at all.
No, it was
the Cordero play, and then the end to Gordon. And those, like, aren't even, like, those aren't like that. They're not like seven-step drops. Like, they were just nickel and diming you all the way down the field.
Yeah, it was classic Brady.
Yeah. But they actually mix in runs.
Yep. And, like, it's there's that one guy on Twitter who always talks about the Brady, like, oh, you know, he's so good. Like, look at that throw. He threw that ball, like, 2 yards downfield. And, like, I finally, like, understand why he always says it, like, why he, like, makes those videos. You think about the game, it's like, those are literally all the throws he makes. It's just dump off here, dump off there, 8 yard. 8 yards to Edelman.
It's kind of funny. Like, Cousins is actually very similar to Brady in a way where, like, they both just take what the defense is going to give you. I think Flip is just not patient enough.
Belichick went at the end of the game, went straight to Kirk Cousins before he went and found Zimmer.
Oh, really?
And he said he spent more time with Kirk than he did. Like, him and Zimmer just shook hands. Belichick went in and, like, said some stuff to Kirk. Hmm. So, like...
Yeah. I mean, I think in a... Again, I think I said it last week. If he was in... I prefer him in, like, a Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay offense. That type of West Coast under center... With the bootlegging and the pocket moving and the rollouts and a half field
Flip is trying to be Frank Reich so bad, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's definitely that, I mean, that shotgun offense, I just, all game, shotgun, I don't like shotgun runs.
No.
I mean, I guess they sort of work because he had almost 100 yards.
You get, split them out wide, yeah, you open it up underneath, but, I mean, fine, run out of shotgun, just do it 20 times a game if you're going to run shotgun. I mean,
you know, you talk about back, like when like everyone talks about how Teddy just managed the game. We went 11-5. We fed Peterson. We played good defense. Can't we try doing that with Cousins? Yeah. Like,
I know we throw
the ball 20 times and let Cook run it 24 times or something. And wouldn't you think that offense would be really, like, yeah, you might not have. I just think that offense would be sweet because when you do pass it, instead of Teddy throwing to fucking Michael Jenkins and. Yeah, that might have been a Ponder guy. Who the hell was he throwing to? A rookie Diggs and
or
Greg Jennings.
Mike Wallace.
Yeah, Mike Wallace. You're throwing to Thielen and Diggs, and you force them to actually...
Charles Johnson.
Put seven or eight guys in the box because you're just... But I guess the counterpoint to this would be we have sucked at running for most of the season.
Yeah, but we...
But we didn't in that specific game.
Exactly, and that's what we're mad about. Yeah. Like, you know, we got 9 yards per carry, and you didn't stick with the run.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's the main issue here.
If
Cook had 9 carries for, you know, 22 yards, fine, cool.
Throw the ball.
Throw the fucking ball. But seriously.
They were literally not trying to stop the run, it looked like. It looked like they weren't trying. Well, even last year, Keenum. Like, we played with Keenum not to lose. Like, you played that conservative, give the ball to
Murray
and McKinnon. Let the defense win it. And now it's almost like D-Flip was like, God, I got Kirk Cousins, I got Diggs, I got Thielen. I got toys.
Open
it up. Let's do this.
Like, he's thinking, you know, he just bought a Ferrari and he's on the freeway.
Yeah, he's like, I want to use this thing. Yep. And maybe it's like, hold on, like, let's just maybe learn how to park the car first before we start.
Learn to put it in drive. Yeah. You've never drove a manual before.
Yeah, let's just get through the neighborhood.
Yep. But, and counterpoint to all this, I think PA brought it up on Twitter, is Shanahan's first year in Atlanta was terrible.
Well, and I don't like a lot of people like fire Flip.
I don't like that.
I'm not really for that. I do like Florio made the point that he thought maybe he's looking ahead for that head coaching job. So he's trying to call those crazy plays. Like I guess Hugh Jackson did something similar back with the Bengals where it's like too many of these like, oh, I want to look like I'm the next, you know, creative, taking
innovative guy,
big shots all the time. And it's like, let's just call a smart game plan and find out what is the defense giving us and let's try to attack it.
And I think that is something that Zimmer takes into account. I think he knows Flip's a good coach.
Yeah, I don't think
you know, everyone's talking fire Flip. I don't think he's a bad coach. I just wish, you know, he would pull it back a little bit.
I think he's had a mediocre season so far, and it's upsetting because it could cost us making the playoffs.
Yep.
But going into next year, would I continue? I think I would keep him. I don't think I'd want to fire him and start a whole new coach. Everyone's just like, they should have kept Stefanski. It's like, okay, that's just basically saying I'd rather have the unknown. Like, you don't know if Stefanski would have been good. He could have been just as bad. And if you fire Flip today, what are you going to do? He's going to run Flip's offense.
Yeah.
I think someone just needs to get in that fucker's ear and say, you are running the ball for 9 yards a carry. Run it. Like, can't Zimmer go, hey, you get to call the plays, but you're calling a run.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to tell him after the game in the press conference. Say, I want a run call here. Like, I don't understand.
Run the fucking football.
Yeah.
Or call a pass, but tell him if he sees one down lineman and audible into a fucking run. Like, do we not give Cousins full control of the offense?
I don't know if he has full, but he certainly can check into a run.
I would sure hope so. And he should probably learn how to do that himself too.
Yeah.
So like, good Lord.
It's like Zimmer was talking about, man, maybe I need to hand off some of the duties to Edwards so I can do more of the offense. It's like, yeah, I mean, maybe you should. Otherwise, your coordinator is just going to do whatever he wants, and then you're going to be in the press conference telling him what you wanted him to do. It's like, tell him during the game.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys have
microphones. It's like, this is a, I think it's the third game that he said we didn't run enough after the fact.
Yeah. Tell him that. Tell him that at halftime. Yo, dude, run the fucking
also,
football.
Also, I mean, the fuck. Get it through his thick skull to run the ball. Like, what is, like, how many times is Zimmer going to have to say it, though, even if it's at the press conference for Flip to listen?
He's not going to listen.
He doesn't want to do it. So
man, that was a long rant.
Yeah, well, that's like the main. That's the main thing everyone's pissed about is Flip.
I don't even want to talk about anything else. So fired up right now.
What do you think about Cousins? Because a couple of our guys in our group were pretty done with Cousins.
He's my quarterback.
He's our guy, and he's our guy for the next 3 years.
Yep. So, I'm sticking with him until that final year.
Did we always prefer Teddy?
Yes.
Yes. Did we always like Cousins over Keenum? Yes. Do I still like that? Yes.
Yes. Do I still prefer Teddy over Kirk? Yes.
Yeah. And do we think he's somewhere in the 10 to 15 range like we thought when we signed him? Yeah.
Yes.
He's just really, really good when things, I don't know how to put it, like when things are simpler, but like when things get confusing or he's getting, like they definitely, their whole game plan was like, we're going to confuse Cousins because once he's confused, he's like robot. Way worse than he's a very robotic quarterback. He kind of reminded me of Bradford in that sense. I thought Bradford was very robotic. Like, this is my first read. This is my second read. This is my third. Like, it seems a lot of it's like Cousins is like first read, check down. And then it's, damn it, make up. Like, can you think of like a handful of plays this year where he like made a play on like a broken play?
On a broken play?
Play. Like the Packer game, the Thielen crosser for the touchdown, that was a pretty much broken play. He rolled out and he threw across his body.
Yep.
That's like the only one I can think of.
Yeah, otherwise, Diggs play he just reared back and
what the play call is. You know, you're running some crossers over on the left and the guy gets open and throws it. Where like even Keenum, he made a lot of plays last year where it was like, this play is totally, play is gone. Like, what was drawn up disappeared, and now Keenum is just running around waiting for someone to get open.
And you know what? I never thought I'd say this, but I missed that. Like, I missed something that Keenum, like,
well,
that
yeah.
something Keenum
There's two things that I think Keenum does better. It's feeling the pressure and making a play when there's no play to be made.
Case Keenum is
a playmaker. Also, which is also what I really liked about Teddy was his pocket presence. He always was really good at feeling pressure.
No, he was so good at maneuvering around.
Yeah, like
slide step here.
He would feel
up
someone from his blind side. Like, I mean, Cousins just doesn't have that feel. And then they both could make plays. Like, remember Favre in 09, all the plays he made?
The Greg Jennings play just to start, you know? Greg Lewis.
Greg Lewis, yeah. I mean, that's like, he does the pump fake that gets the D lineman in the air, lets the play develop longer. So many times Favre, instead of taking the easy 2 yard check down, like, who the hell wants a 2 yard check down?
Nobody.
He would just be like, fuck it, I'm going to pump to that, and then I'm going to run in circles, and I'm going to try to make a play.
Brett Favre, like that, no quarterback probably has more career pump fakes than Brett Favre.
Yeah,
Favre was always just pumping
it. Well, Ben Roethlisberger does a lot, and that dude pumps it. It's like almost out of his hand, and he pulls it back. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But Favre always did the pump where it got the D-line guy to jump, and then he'd go underneath him.
Yep.
And then he'd find something like the, another great example, Cowboy game, divisional playoffs. Sidney Rice cuts DeMarcus Ware. He's on the ground. Favre rolls out, pumps it, and Rice gets up and runs in the end. He's not even like supposed to run a route on that play, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
And Favre finds him. Like, I just don't see Cousins ever doing that. But then you think Brady doesn't really do a ton of that.
So, but he's got...
He's Tom Brady.
He's
got Josh McDaniels.
And he's got Belichick. Like he's in the system, man.
He's in the system.
He's in the system.
You need Cousins to be as good as Brady because he just can't.
No, you need the system to be as good as Brady's.
Yeah. Damn it. I wish we had Teddy.
I do too. You know,
I do not like Cousins. I just worry we're locked into 3 years of like a top 12-ish quarterback.
I'm scared.
Which is fine.
Top 12 is great. I'm just scared we're in like the top 17 range. Like,
right. Like maybe 17. He was on the bottom end. Because to start the season, we were kind of like, damn, he's better than we thought.
Oh, yeah.
Like that Packer game.
Maybe he is, but they just, I feel like our play calling was a lot simpler back then.
Yeah.
You know, because the Niner game was pretty good. The Packer game was pretty good. Bills game.
Let's not talk about the Bills game.
No. QB 17.
I honestly do think that
He was good in the Rams game.
Yeah.
After the Rams game?
But I feel like teams have, again, like the Patriots were like, looked at what we have put on tape to this point, and he said, well, you don't run the ball, and you don't usually run it very well. So I'm going to stop Diggs and Thielen, and you can figure it out, Flip, and Flip couldn't figure it out.
It's the complete opposite of his, or different side of the football, like he said, against the Williams wall. Five wide, and I'll beat you that way.
Uh-huh. And everyone always says, like, what does Belichick do? He finds your best thing, and he takes it away, and he makes you play left-handed. Yep. Like, you need to do what you normally wouldn't do to win.
We're not going to try, like, we don't think a lot of coaches, you know, they scheme, like, okay, this is how we're going to trick them. Like, we're going to beat them this way. Or as Belichick, he's like, okay, you're really good at this? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but a lot of coaches, it's like, here's what we do. Here's what we do well. That's what we're going to do. Belichick is very, like, team specific. Like, oh, we're playing.
They never play the same game twice.
Yeah. Like, if they were playing the Bears, they would have put linebackers on the field. They would have been worried about the run. Against us, they're like, well, let's see if they can actually run the ball because they suck at it and they never do it. So
yeah, they would have had like extra safeties because they're like, if Tack Cohen's on the field, like he might run it, but he
but
also
there certainly
might do a
wouldn't
little
have been two high safeties. They're not worried about Trubisky throwing deep. You know, it was just so many times they just threw DBs all over the place, and we decided to just 3rd and 5. It's not even gonna enter our mind to run the ball on 3rd and 5. 90% of the time, we pass the ball on 3rd down.
Unbelievable.
That's a pretty...
And that's a stat.
And I mean, that was two weeks
ago. It's a bonafide stat.
Yeah. It's just shocking. I don't know. Any other terrible things that happened in that game?
Wayne's got hurt.
He hasn't practiced yet. Is he quietly, like, one of our most consistent defensive players?
I think so.
Like, he's really
quality.
Fucking good.
He's a good player. You know, it's weird because Vikings Twitter thinks he's terrible.
Yeah.
Or half of Vikings Twitter.
Yeah. Oh. They sort of just pick a guy and hate him.
Yeah. Yeah. They find a hill to die on.
Or it's sort of like he starts his career off slow. He'll never recover because they're just like, nope, he sucks.
Yep. People wouldn't even give Treadwell a chance at the beginning.
Yeah,
of the
well, they might be right.
Well, they're probably right. But I'm just saying, like, they wouldn't even give him a chance.
Right. But they may be right.
They may be right.
They were right not giving him a chance.
Bad example.
The example's like it's a lot of times it is corners. Like, I remember Cedric Griffin got roasted for so many, and then he became actually a very good player.
Like 2009.
Yeah, 2009 he was great. Him with Winfield, but yeah. I mean, I like even Sendejo took him like 2 years of consistent play to make up for all his garbage.
It was
No.
It's still like happening at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, that's true. It is like. People still were like, I mean, I do like Anthony Harris.
Well,
but Sendejo's a good player.
They were, when we signed Aloka, they were like, great, we can trade Sendejo for an offensive lineman now. It's like Aloka. I don't think that's the plan. Sendejo is good.
Yeah.
But.
All right, we got any other takes on the Viking game? Any other thing you can think of?
No.
Yeah, any other injuries? I know Morgan still isn't practicing, which sucks. I feel like he's a big effect on our run game.
Yeah, I agree. Like, and he's been out for, 5 weeks now?
Yeah, it's been 4 or 5 weeks. And it does hurt because Rudolph's not a great blocker, and Conklin's, I doubt, very good at it. I mean, Conklin only played, like, 2 snaps that game.
Yeah.
So there was a couple times, Ethan, we brought in 2 tight ends, and they stayed in nickel, and we passed it.
Well, that's weird. Why don't you put some big body guys on some small bodies and just push them around?
Like, I would be okay if you did that in the first quarter and you didn't know they were going to match you with nickel. But once you, like, look at the tape and you're like, oh, we brought Rashad Hill in for 6 offensive linemen and they were a nickel, why not call that, like, 3 more times and see if they're going to stay in it and just run the ball?
Yeah.
But no, we just, you know.
No thanks.
We're like, we have a plan this game and it's... We're gonna throw.
This is our game plan, and well, why would I go away from the game plan? I spent all week, you know.
Planning I worked so hard on this. We got Belichick.
Yeah, we got.
Every time we play the Patriots, we get Belichick. Why can't we be like the fucking Titans that randomly beat them?
Because we don't know them. Yeah. Like Brable, Mike Vrabel knows them.
Yeah, apparently the only way to beat them is to get a coach from their team to have a revenge game against them.
But
then
I like Zimmer. Then you got an easy W. But I like Zimmer. So, like, I don't want any other coaches.
Did you see some people on Twitter back in the offseason were like, maybe we should just have DeFilippo be our head coach and make Zimmer our D coordinator? There's, like, literally people saying that because they just loved his interviews and stuff.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like, now they all want him fired.
Yeah, that is, I mean, oh boy.
Yeah. So, should we jump to, well, should we talk Seattle Vikings coming up or jump in the Lions? Or
Let's jump in the Lions and we'll talk about the game when we get to that game.
It's the last game, yep. Monday night.
So we'll mix in some lines, yeah. And then we'll go to talk. Well, why don't we take a break? I got to go to the bathroom. And we're back. We're going to whip through the lines real quick and get talk you all on out of here.
Yeah, you know, talking about Vikings Seahawks, and we'll get this up 4 days late.
Good deal.
Game we're watching, Jags at Titans. Titans are picked by 5.5. They're currently up by 14.
I probably would have picked the Titans at home on Thursday night, but, you know. We should have picked this when it was still 7-0. Yeah,
we should have probably. Should we just ignore it?
Yeah, let's not even count it this week.
It's a stupid game anyways. Yeah. Right.
They can't even place a bet on it, so who cares?
Yeah. Falcons at Packers. Packers are 5-point favorites.
I'm going to take the Falcons.
I'm going to take the Packers.
You're going to take the Packers?
I think they get the McCarthy bump, you know?
Okay.
You lose McCarthy, Rodgers is going to be playing.
See, I think they might.
On fire, you know?
I think they might win the game, but I don't think they're going to win by 5.
Vegas,
I feel like it's going to be like a 23-20 kind of game.
Vegas loves the Packers.
I feel like they picked the Packers majority of the weeks this
14
year.
And a half they picked them by last week. And now 5? Like, are they even better than the Falcons?
I don't think so.
I feel
so.
Like it should be 3. They're even shitty teams.
Yep.
But, both you take trash. Falcons?
Oh, yeah. I'd take the Falcons.
All right. Patriots at Dolphins. Patriots by 8.
I'm going to take the Patriots by 8.
I took the Dolphins.
Took the Dolphins.
I think I always, for some reason in my head, I feel like the Dolphins seem to give them trouble.
Yeah,
at least
one
time a year.
Exactly, and it's usually at home.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, 8 points is...
It's a lot.
It's over a touchdown.
It's a lot.
Plus, fuck the Patriots, you know, beating us like that.
Piece of shit.
My Giants pulled off the victory against the Bears after you laughed at me for picking them.
Yes, I did. I feel like I have to wear a Trubisky jersey now.
I don't want to wear that. That's no good. That's worse than QB17. Giants at Redskins. The Giants are a 4-point favorite.
Taking the Giants against Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, you can't take the Sanchez.
I kind of want to take the Sanchez just to be that guy, but I can't take him.
I'd like the Giants to pull this off to just
eliminate.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're all kind of assuming the Redskins are just going to go away quietly, and they probably will, but let's make sure it happens.
Yep.
I don't want them, like,
sooner rather than later.
Because what are they, 6-6 right now?
Yeah, don't want them hanging around.
Yeah, as soon as anyone gets to 7 losses, I'm pretty sure they're done. Because for us to go 9-6-1, we only have to win. We need to win 3 more games, don't we?
Yeah.
Shit, is someone that's with 8 wins going to make the playoffs or 9
potentially
wins? Yeah, that's going to be bad. Next game, Colts at Texans. Texans are 5-point favorite.
I'm taking the Texans.
I'm taking the Colts. What are the Texans on? Like a 9-game
win streak?
That is ridiculous. Next, Ravens at Chiefs. Chiefs are a 7-point favorite.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs, too. Is Lamar Jackson going to start again?
I think so. They won 3 straight.
Yeah, they're not going to bench him now, right?
You can't.
Let it ride. No more Flacco.
Elite.
Saints at Tampa. Saints are a 9-point favorite.
I'm going to take Tampa to cover.
Tampa beat him week 1.
Yep, I'm going to take Tampa to cover.
I'm taking the Saints revenge game. They're still mad about that week 1 loss.
I want to take the Saints, but plus, I just... Nine points on the road.
Yeah, to a team they did get their ass kicked by. Well, and the Saints coming off the Cowboy loss. I don't think that game really matters. I think the Saints and Rams are pretty much locked into those first 2 seeds. Especially with
the Bears loss.
Bears losing, yeah, kind of.
Yep, so it kind of throws a wrench in their plans, or the NFC North's plans.
Here's a bigger game. Panthers at the Browns. Panthers are a 2-point favorite on the road.
I'm going to take the Browns at home.
I took the Panthers, but this is one... Like we said last week, we said we could see the Bears losing to the Giants and the Panthers losing to Tampa Bay. But Seattle, we thought there was no way they're losing the 49ers. This one reminds me more of one that the Panthers could blow. Like the Browns aren't just complete walkovers. Like they have games where they show up.
Yep.
And it's in Cleveland. I could see the Panthers losing this one. And
that offense seems to be rolling since they fired Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
So.
And we really what it looks like it's going to come down to is the Eagles – Well, someone's winning the NFC East. It's going to be Eagles or Cowboys, and then it's us, Panthers, and then that other team that doesn't win the NFC East battling for a wild card spot. So definitely want to be rooting for the Browns in this one.
Yes.
Jets at Bills. 3.5-point favorite Bills.
I'm going to take the Bills.
I took the Bills. That is the worst game of the week.
Yes.
Keenum, Broncos at the Niners. Keenum and the boys are 4-point favorites.
Keenum's on a hot streak. I'm taking him.
Keenum's hot. I'm taking him, too. Yep. You know, I think he's got... This will be his fourth straight win if he pulls it off.
I believe so.
Yeah, they're right back in the playoff picture.
Yeah, they're real close, and yeah.
A lot of good teams in that AFC West, if they're legit. I mean, that's three teams above 500, I think, if he wins this.
Yep.
Damn. Bengals at Chargers. The Chargers, 14-point favorites.
Give me the Chargers.
How did the Bengals do last week with that Driscoll fella? Did they get their ass kicked?
I think they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I believe they got their ass kicked. I can't remember.
It was the Broncos. Okay, yeah, they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, they got their ass kicked.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers to cover. Are you taking them?
Yeah, I'm taking the Chargers to cover. That team's really good.
That team's sweet. Eagles at Cowboys. So here's the other game that really matters to us. Do you prefer the Cowboys knock the Eagles back and the Cowboys take the division? Yes. I think that's what you got to do for,
yes,
right?
I prefer that because I also would rather play the Cowboys.
Than the Eagles. Yeah. And so the Cowboys are, they're 7-5?
Yes.
And the Eagles and Redskins are 6-6. So an Eagle win, they'd be tied.
And I think they own the tiebreaker.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm definitely going to root for the Cowboys. Yep. I'd rather them run away with the East. Philly falls back. Redskins fall back.
And that way, if for some reason we do lose to Seattle,
yeah,
we've still got the same separation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and me saying that it's probably the Panthers and the Eagles, that's assuming the Seahawks are in as the 5 or 6 seed, whatever they get.
Yep.
Which might not happen, but that's sort of just
It's just
that.
The assumption.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like we can win 2 wild card spots. So no. Someone's got
to
take one.
No, I mean, I'd love to. I mean, it's not like we can get 20 wins.
Who'd you take in this game, though? 3.5-point favorite are the Cowboys in Dallas.
I'm going to take Dallas.
I took the Eagles, but mostly because I'm like, it's reverse jinx, you know?
Okay, I like that. Yeah. I think the Cowboys defense is riding high after stopping the Saints.
Yeah, actually looking at it, like how good the Cowboys have been, I sort of think they're the better team at this point.
Yep.
Like their offense seems to have actually kind of clicked into place with Amari Cooper. They have the Eagles have a bunch of injuries in their secondary. Like the Eagles aren't a good team, which is like everyone's saying like, oh, the Vikings are going to have to like win out to make the playoffs. Not that they have to, but like, oh, they control their own destiny, but that's, it's sort of like saying a team to like guarantee playoffs has to go 16-0.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's not going to happen. Like the Eagles are a mediocre team. The Panthers are a mediocre team. They're probably going to finish 2-2, 3-1. So we really just need to like finish a game ahead of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4-0 would be fantastic.
4-0 is fantastic, especially if the Bears lose to the Rams.
Because
we would end up beating the Bears. And I think we would win the division at that point if we go 4-0 and the Bears go 2-2.
Yep. Because we'd be
10-5-1, and they'd be 10-6.
Yep. So we'd pass them, and if we could even. I wish they would lose 2 games, and we could even drop. If we beat them and they lose 2 other games, I mean that'd be finishing 1-3. That's kind of difficult.
Well, and I think I forget who they play, but I think we
play the Packers.
Yeah, and they could lose that game.
I feel like I'm glad we're done with the Packers because they had the McCarthy Packers. Now you have like a different, like just like how Hugh Jackson left, the Browns kind of rallied around getting rid of him. Like it was like, oh, like we breath of fresh air. Like maybe Rodgers all of a sudden comes out and kicks the Bears' ass in 2 weeks because the Bears have the Rams, then the Packers.
There's one. Is it a Lions game? Do they play?
I bet you it might. No, they play the Lions twice. I think I have it right here. Let me see it. The thing with them is I think that other game is easy. Yeah, it's right here. I have it. It's the 49ers. So, Rams, Packers, 49ers, Vikings. But I could definitely see them losing to the Rams and Packers. Not like they're going to, but definitely possible.
Yep.
And if they lost to the Rams, Packers, and we beat them, we could go 3-1.
Yep.
As long as that loss isn't to the Bears, we win the division. So, and like, you look at these other team schedules. So, like, we were talking in a text where I just said, all right, get rid of all the teams with 7 losses because they're probably screwed. Let's assume Seattle gets in.
Yep.
The Eagles have to play at Cowboys, at the Rams, home to the Texans. Then they got at Redskins. I mean, that's a tough slate.
You could go, I see them going, you could go 1-3. Anyways, go next.
Yeah, and then the other team that would matter at that point, assuming the Redskins are going to go away, which I think we all assume they're going away,
yep,
would be the Panthers. And they play at the Browns, which isn't as pathetic as it usually sounds. That's actually a tougher game, especially to a team who just lost to the Bucks on the road.
Yeah.
Then they play home versus the Saints.
Tough one.
Home versus the Falcons. It's winnable, but it's a divisional game. Yep. And then at the Saints. That's 2-2.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at both those, that's 2-2 for both of them. That means if they both go 2-2 and the Redskins go 2-2, if we go 2-2, we're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's us and Seattle getting in. So this game, this week against Seattle, I think it really is going to decide who gets the 5 seed.
I agree.
Maybe we fall apart. Who knows? And we don't make it. But if things kind of go according to plan, I could definitely see this game deciding the 5 seed. And the loser of this game still gets in. Because Seattle has the Cardinals and the 49ers on their schedule. They do play the Chiefs. But if they beat us, how are they not getting in with the 49ers and the Cardinals on their schedule? Which still baffles me. It's Seattle. I don't see how they're doing this.
I don't either.
I think it's like we talked about. They got rid of all the people that were sick of Carroll.
And now
they got fresh blood. Guys.
Yeah. Because that defense has been playing better.
Yeah.
Because it's still just Russell Wilson on offense.
Yeah. That guy makes plays.
Yeah, he's a playmaker.
He makes plays on plays that aren't there, which is something Cousins does not do. Steelers at Raiders. Steelers are 10-point favorites.
Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers. Lions at Cardinals. Lions are 3-point favorites on the road.
Push.
Someone's going to win.
Going to go with the Lions, I guess.
Yeah, I went with the Lions, too. I don't think the game's worthless. Here's a good Rams at Bears. Rams are 3-point favorites, Sunday night football.
I'm taking the Rams.
Taking the Rams as well.
That's despite the Bears.
Yeah, that's...
I can't wait to see Jared Goff throw all over that defense.
I am interested to see if the Rams, how they do against that defense. Because that defense has been pretty damn good. Yep. I mean, they pretty much stifled us for most of the game. Because if that defense doesn't hold, there is no way Trubisky and the boys are keeping up. So it's really all up to that defense to slow down Goff.
No.
Then it's our game. Vikings at Seattle, Monday night football. We weren't on primetime last week, but we were the 4 o'clock America's Game of the Week. So we've went Sunday night, America's Game of the Week, Monday night.
Yeah.
And right now I think America's thinking we kind of suck.
Yeah,
besides that Packer game, 1-2. It's been two ugly ones. And I just read Kirk Cousins is 0-3 on Monday night football.
Don't care. Taking them.
Taking the Vikes to cover the 3.5 points or to win outright?
Both.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
And Russell Wilson has never lost on Monday Night Football.
Ugh.
So that shit's bugged.
I just want people to realize, even if we lose this game, because the Panthers and the Bears both lost last week, like, it's not the end of the world. Now, we're running out of time to keep saying that. Because we said that after the Bear game, like, hey, it's not over. Then we went to the Packers, then we lost to the Patriots. And if you win this Seattle game, your path to the playoffs is pretty clear. Like, I think
you kind of catapult. You kind of shoot yourself ahead of the people behind you.
Especially if they fall to each. Because, I mean, one of the Eagles and Cowboys is losing. You've knocked off another Seattle back a game.
Yep.
So, but if you lose it, you're still sort of just hanging out with those other mediocre teams pushing towards the playoffs. So, if you lose this one and win the next three... It'll be interesting to see, too, week 17, if, say, the Bears do have the division locked up and they have the 3 seed locked up, will they even try?
I mean, some of their starters might play, but I don't think Mac would play.
Right, yeah. I don't think they'd risk Mac. And
because Fuller probably doesn't play then either. Mm-hmm. Jackson and Amos probably
Trubisky's
don't play.
Still feeling some of his injuries. I mean, because you got Seattle. That's a tough game. But Dolphins at home and Detroit, you got to win those two. And they're winnable.
Yeah.
So then if the Bears don't play their guys, I mean, you could lose this game and they finish 3-0. All I know is I like our slate to if we do make the playoffs, that means we're probably feeling pretty good going in. Like, I'd love to win 3 out of 4 or 4 in a row and go into the playoffs.
Kind of rolling.
Like, peaking at the right time. Because so far this year, it's just been like, I don't even think we've peaked at all. It's just been like mediocrity.
No, I wouldn't say we've peaked at all.
Yeah, like we haven't even had like a... Even when we won, when we went 3 in a row at one point, but it was the Cardinals, the Jets, and it was like Detroit maybe. It was like 3 shitty teams in a row where it wasn't like, oh, watch out, here come the Vikings. It was like, oh, I beat 3 shitty teams. So if we can get in the playoffs winning 4 straight and go to either Soldier Field or to Jerry's World, like I feel pretty good about that. So.
Preferably Jerry's World.
Yeah, that'd be good. Or, hey, Maybe the Redskins win out and they win the division. We get to go play Mark Sanchez.
Or a half-legged Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Because they're keeping that window open.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to IR him too quick. Yeah. Did you read about Alex Smith?
No.
It sounds like he's having like problems with his surgery, like infections and stuff. His career might be over.
No way.
Yeah, like I guess his family asked for like privacy. And, like they put out a statement that said like, usually like the thing you always hear is successful surgery. He had successful surgery. Yeah, no, it was like, he's having complications with it.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah, so.
That sucks. Like, we rip on Alex Smith a lot, but, like.
You don't want that.
No.
No.
No, you don't want.
And we only rip on Alex Smith. It's mostly we rip on the fans that think he's better than Cousins. Although, maybe they're about the same. I don't know. I'm down on Cousins right now. Disappointed in him.
It's upsetting. I mean, Alex Smith was winning football games.
Yeah. He was. Damn it. Should
have kept Teddy.
Should have kept Teddy. Could have got him for a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Bargain prices.
Probably, yeah. You could have got him for...
What'd the Jets pay him?
$6.5 million?
Yeah.
You could have sent him to a 4-year, $60 million deal.
I wonder if he would have taken something like that. Or if he was like, I want a 1-year, prove I'm healthy, and then get... But what's he even going to get this offseason?
Honestly,
it's not going to be a massive deal.
I think he takes 4 years at 60 because by the time that's up, he's still only 29. He's in line for a massive deal at that point. And he's Teddy Bridgewater. He can live off $60 million. He's humble as fuck.
Dude, Derrick Henry's having the game of his life right now.
Oh, against that vaunted Jacksonville defense.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I love the dance. I'm going to learn how to do that. Is that Greg Jennings, number 15?
He's back.
He's back,
old
baby.
Man Jenny. All right. I think we've talked about pretty much anything. You know, we
got anything and everything.
Wolves keep winning.
Wolves are 9-3
since trade. The beautiful Jimmy thing. Trade. Two games that we it was 19 down against the Rockets.
Yeah.
Beat them by double digits. I'm pretty sure. And then the last night we were down by, I think it was like 15 at one point, and we smoked them by like 20 at the end. We just lock them down on defense after the first half, like. I think against the Heat Rockets, we had a quarter where we gave up 9 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
They scored 50 in one quarter last playoffs. I just, like, incredible. They're all smiling now. It's just fantastic.
They're having fun. They're having fun.
What place are we in?
I think we're in the eighth spot.
Because we're one
we're either
game
eighth,
above 500.
Last time I checked after the Rockets game, we're at eighth spot.
I'm going to take a gander right here. We are currently the 10. But we have more wins than the 9-8. We just have one more loss than them.
Okay. So that's what put us back is just winning percentage-wise.
Yeah, we're .02 behind the 8 seed.
Okay.
I mean, we're...
And we're a better team than the Mavericks, the...
Kings.
The Kings.
Portland's ahead of them with one more win than us and one... No, same amount of wins, but one less loss.
So, I think a fun matchup or a fun game this
just
year is against Denver. I think
the... Well, they're the number one seed right now.
They are, aren't they?
17-7, Denver.
I knew they were hot, but I didn't know they were that hot.
Well, it's so like all clumped together. Like 17-7 and we're 13-11. Like that's not it's not like there's a team that's like 19-4. So, I mean the Lakers are 15-9 and they're in the 5 seed. Where the heck are the Warriors? They're the 4?
Yeah.
17-9. It's just so funny how like right after the trade, it's like, well, this will be fun for next year, but there's no way they're going to come
out. I don't know why everyone like sold us out like again.
What was it? Like we're 4-9 or something.
It's basketball doesn't start until fucking Christmas. Yeah.
And it's like we were in like a 1-12 hole. It was like we hadn't won a road game yet, but we'd won most of our home games. Like it was all right, we're going to make it. So.
And like you trade your best player. You get players like Covington and Saric. It's like I don't know if I foresaw like coming back from 19 down against the Rockets, but I knew we'd be better with these guys than we were with Jimmy.
Well, and it is kind of interesting. Like, are we this good? Are we a 9-3 team in the last 12 games? Because that means going forward, we should be like a top 4 seed. Then.
And I think we are. Like
we've had a kind of an easy schedule for these wins. The Celtics were one of the better teams, and they kicked our ass.
Yeah, but we played them pretty. I mean, I guess they were kind of giving it
to us.
They
pretty much just
gave
it to us, though. Yeah.
And we pulled back within 6.
And then it fell off.
Because we were like, 6-point ball game. We all started getting into it, and then it just kind of whittled away.
Who did we beat? We beat the Charlotte Hornets, and they're 11-13 now. I don't think we've had to play any of the top teams like the Raptors or the Bucks or, you know. I don't know. There's no good team besides the Raptors in the box. The Nuggets. But we'll find out what we really are when we play some of those tougher teams. But at least we're beating bad teams, not losing to them like we were in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So. We got to get you to a game. You haven't been to one yet.
No, I haven't. I worked until 9:30 last night.
Oh,
so I definitely was not.
Good call able on the. Well, you said maybe, and I was like, you're out.
Yeah. Well, and then I told you, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be going to the game.
Yeah. All right. I have a Madden game to play.
Good deal. Play his Ben. Ass. Yeah, you winner play plays, Ben. Winner plays me.
In the AFC title game.
In the AFC title game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
You got to tell Ben that right. He has to play me tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Well if he wins, but I think he'll beat his ass.
Oh, yeah. Why do I got to tell Ben shit? He can watch our game tomorrow night.
You're 2-0 against
him? 2-0 against him. This is what worries me, though. I still remember the year that the Packers beat us twice, and then Culpepper and Moss. Beat him in the playoffs. Mooned him.
I'm very interested in the Haney matchup. Yeah, I want somebody to stream.
They
that.
Should
I
stream
want,
that.
I want to watch that one.
Winner's gonna play Phil, I assume. Not Phil, Nico. Ooh, well, sorry, Nico.
Well, I mean, he's playing like Phil. He
pretty
just
much
won 68-15 in the playoffs.
Did he?
Yeah, oh,
what a savage. That's not cool.
No, well, and then he had like 395 rushing yards with Dalvin one game against the Packers. It's like, oh boy.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Another fill on our hand. Yeah. Get your boy in line, Nick. All right, well, wrap her up.
Yep. All right. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. You can find us on Facebook at Grapes and Gorak. You can follow us on Twitter at Grapes and Gorak. You can follow us on Instagram at Grapes and Gorak.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, you can.
What's and on there? Any good photos of you standing around?
There's
selfie of Paul Allen on there?
I actually just looked at the Instagram today, and I did not put it on
well,
there
that's
yet.
That's a
so
big mistake.
I know. I got to put that on there. But there's a nice one of me, you, and Ben at the bar.
Oh, that's classic.
There was ours from
in front of
the
stadium.
Game.
Yeah, Rob Boy took that photo.
I think it was our logo.
Well, if you want to see that, yeah, go on our Instagram. What is that at?
Grapes and Gorak. Yeah. Of course it is.
Well, all right. You follow me at 10th Puppy.
Follow me at Grapes07 on Twitter. And we'll catch you in a couple days.
Think of Monday. We should be back to our
regular.
Oh, no. Oh, it's a Monday night game.
Yeah, so.
Tuesday?
It's either that or we watch it together and do a quick hitter afterwards.
Right after it.
Which. We'll talk about that. You'll either get it Tuesday night or Monday night.
Yeah.
We'll
figure it's too bad you can't do one before the game, but that would be pointless.
Yeah, we won't be able to let's talk about how bad
yeah, what we talk about. We repeat all of our anger about DeFilippo. I'm feeling a DeFilippo turnaround.
Oh, yeah.
48 points.
I love it.
All right.
All right, see you guys.